This is your KUTX soundcheck. 12 people were injured, 3 critically, last night at a music festival in Ansbach, Germany, a small city in southern Germany with a population of just over 40,000. Sources are clear that the 27-year-old Syrian man detonated the bomb after being denied entry to the festival for not having a ticket. Only the bomber was killed, but reports say that his backpack held enough screws, nails, and other metal splinters to have injured many more festival-goers than the 12 victims. The suicide bomber's motive for the attack is unknown, but sources have confirmed that he had been denied asylum in Germany. He hadn't been sent back to Syria, as Germany's policy does not allow rejected applicants to return to war zones, and was slated to be deported to Bulgaria. The attack was the 4th in a string of violent attacks in southern Germany in a week. 70s funk icon and frontman of Sly and the Family Stone, Sly Stone, has been awarded $5 million in damages over a suit concerning his former manager Gerald Goldstein, attorney Glenn Stone, and 20 years of unpaid and stolen royalties. Stone's former execs apparently made him sign a number of convoluted and tainted contracts he couldn't understand, allowing Goldstein and Glenn Stone to effectively steal money from Sly for 2 decades. The Los Angeles jury assessed Stone's damages at just over $5 million between Even Street Productions, Goldstein, and Glenn Stone. Sly Stone, 71, has been living in an RV and barely making ends meet for years due to the lack of income from his royalties. His former manager and attorney, of course, denied the charges and plan to appeal. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.